If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Some
exotic food. We had the most marvelous time in Woodstock, Vermont, and you can go to S. Abrams, that's SABRAMS.com, or travelers411.com, and you can link one to the other just by going to the top of the page you're on. If you're at SABRAMS.com, you'll find our family of websites. Just click on travelers411.com, which is the interactive side of our family of award-winning websites. And if you put in Woodstock Inn, you'll find all the associated interviews that we did while we were there last week. You heard in the last hour an interview I did with Jen Cuff, who is the director of interpretive and educational everything over at the Billings Farm and Museum. And what a great place that is to visit, because you can get up close and personal with the cows and the sheep and the... There was a horse I met. And there's a beautiful house that was built, as if you'll hear about it in the last hour if you missed it, to accommodate the person who was going to be in charge there. And what a livable... I could move into that house tomorrow and be a very happy person. And that whole Woodstock area is just, it's brigadoon. You drive through lots of wilderness and suddenly you are in a place that is so quintessentially, charmingly New England. And the Woodstock Inn is the crown jewel in this treasure that is Woodstock. So, you know, don't just drive through on your way to someplace else. Make sure you spend a couple of nights at least. And there's so much to see and do there, you can spend more time. But darling place. And I'll tell you, they have a movie theater there, because you know I can only go so many days without going to the movies. And we saw the film they were playing in the movie theater. So we went online, and 17 miles away in New Lebanon, New Hampshire, because Woodstock is all the way east, so you're very close to the New Hampshire border. There was a, I think it's a 12-plex movie theater. Anyway, we went to the movies. I should mention, we saw a film that didn't get very fabulous reviews that I absolutely loved. It was fun. It was funny. It was witty. And it was, you know, filmed in good locations that you'd want to see the background of. And I'm stuttering because I'm in trouble with the title, but it was something like Hitman Bodyguard with Samuel Jackson. Oh, I so enjoyed that film, and I'm not into shoot 'em up, but the car chases were so dramatically staged. It was fairly amazing, and I really enjoyed it. So, you know, even being in the wilderness of Woodstock, we were a hop and a jump from a movie theater that presented 12 different films. That's important to me when I travel. Some people need golf courses. And they actually have a fabulous golf course that is part of the Woodstock Inn Resort. But they also have not only cross-country skiing, which we talked about yesterday on Travelers 411. We, for whatever reasons, could not connect with the director of the ski area, Suicide Six. You love that name? Suicide Six? Ski area. So we promised we would hook up with him by telephone, and he's available and on the phone, and we're going to talk with him right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Opening night of BSO's 137th season begins Friday, September 22nd at 6 p.m. at Boston Symphony Hall, with Andras Nelsons conducting the BSO, presenting the Leonard Bernstein Centennial Season Celebration with an all-Bernstein program, including vocal selections with symphonic dances from West Side Story. For tickets, call 888-266-1200 or visit bso.org.
Just a reminder that you'll find this show archived in the next couple of days at sabrams.com with the show notes and links to the websites of all the people we talk about. And if you go to travelers411.com, you can click on the podcast, which will be there for 52 weeks, and you can download it and take us with you to the directory. We create a directory for every one of our guests, and you'll find links in there. If you go into the forums, go to USA and click on Vermont, you're going to find cross-reference of the show notes and the archived audio and the podcasts and all that jazz, photos and everything else. And chances are good, if you scroll down through the forums to the area with all the niche travel interesting places, under the ski stuff, you're going to find this cross-referenced again. So we're really a wealth of follow-up information on all of the interviews we do. I have Tim Reiter, the ski area director for the Suicide Six ski area in Woodstock, Vermont, which is owned and operated by the folks from the Woodstock Inn with a remarkable history. Thank you for making the time to join us today, Tim.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Now, I guess it's the panache of Lawrence Rockefeller has a lot to do with the charm and the focus, the philosophy, the underpinnings of Woodstock, Vermont, and it's felt even today. Maybe you can explain a little bit about Lawrence Rockefeller's relationship with Suicide Six and the Woodstock Inn, and the Billings Farm, for that matter.
Certainly. Well, the story of Suicide Six started before Lawrence sort of had a relationship with it. It's an interesting tale all its own. In January of 1934, we were actually the home to the first lift in the United States, the first uphill ski conveyance. And that was started by a man named Wallace Bertram, whose nickname was Bunny, and everybody called him Bunny Bertram. And he had an old Ford Model T that he rigged up with a rope and a series of posts and some wheels without tires, and he made an uphill rope tow, and the first of its kind. And that was just down the road from Woodstock in Pomfret, Vermont, on a little farm. And that evolved into, a few years later, as skiers mostly do, they want to go bigger, they want to go faster. One day, Bunny and some of his friends and fellow Dartmouth ski coaches were walking around in the mountains and looking at a topographical map, and they came across hill number 6, and one of his friends joked, oh, it would be suicide to ski down that, and that's where the name was born. And so here we are operating, this will be our 82nd season in operations, But as Suicide Six grew and evolved, Lawrence was looking for another way to entertain his guests and sort of help build and conserve the economy of the town of Woodstock. So in 1961, Bunny was looking to get out of the ski business and spend a little more time with his family. And his legacy then was continued by Lawrence's acts of conservation and sort of his blending of townscape and landscape.
Well, the area is just gorgeous. Did you grow up there, or are you an emigrant to the region?
I am a transplant. I was born and raised in central Pennsylvania, but moved here right after college and have been in Vermont for a little over 20 years. And it was one of those things where I thought I'd come for a season and move somewhere else. And, boy, I just stayed. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else.
Wow. So how long have you lived in the Woodstock area?
Well, I've owned a home just outside of Woodstock since 2008, but have been in that general region and little towns all surrounding since 1997.
Well, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back because there's lots we have to talk about. This is the time of year, people, when you have to be thinking snow and thinking ski. Don't wait until November or December to wake up, because then you have to settle for what's available instead of selecting exactly what you want. And if what you want is in Woodstock, Vermont, make your plans now. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I'll just say no,
mind
no,
if I move in
at
closer?
At least I'm going to say that I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out.
Oh,
baby,
it's cold.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only pub Bunnelobby. What's a pub Bunnelobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing O Danny Boy with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pub Bunnelobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092,
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street in New York City between 2nd and 3rd Avenues, featuring their signature frozen hot chocolate. And before you leave, pick up a copy of Stephanie Abrams' novel, Rumors, from their unique gift shop. Visit Serendipity3.com for menus and details.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We have on the line Tim Ryder. He's the ski area director for Suicide 6 Ski Area in Woodstock, Vermont. If you miss any part of today's show, remember you can go to travelers411.com, click on podcast, and you can podcast this show. It'll stay there 52 weeks. For your downloading delight, simultaneously go to sabrams.com and you can click. We keep featured on the homepage at sabrams.com the last 2.5 to 3 months of show notes so you can see who the guests were. But use the search engine if you're looking for a specific destination or brand or person or whatever. You know, Tim, you mentioned the first uphill conveyance, the motorized rope tow that was invented, installed in January of 1934, and that was installed at Suicide 6?
That was actually technically at what was known as Gilbert's Hill or Gilbert's Farm, and it is actually the backside of what is now Suicide 6. So it's actually the same little mountain, but it was on one side of the hill, and the resorts were developed on the other side.
I wonder, I should ask Gary Thulander if records go back to 1934-35. So there are so many hotels I visit in Europe where they have all of the books that people would sign into when they registered at a hotel. In fact, there's a hotel in Newcastle in Northern Ireland called the Slieve Donard. And Charlie Chaplin was a guest there in October 1921. And the book was like one of those legal books that you sign into in some courthouse. You know, they're giant-sized books. They must be 24 inches long and maybe 18 inches wide, huge pages. They took one of the pages out where Charlie Chaplin had registered, and they framed it and call their bar Chaplin's Bar. But so I'm wondering if there's an archive of old registration information, because I'd love to know if Avril Harriman, who was former governor of New York, either visited, or I'm sure the news got out about Bunny's rope tow that was motorized.
Sure.
Because two years later, Avril Harriman is the one that came up with the idea of the chairlift and had somebody build this chair thing that you sat in and was motorized, and it was the first chairlift, and it was in Sun Valley, Idaho. In fact, we interviewed somebody there. Oh gosh, must be 12 years ago. But I wonder, you know, with Vermont being so close to New York, it wouldn't have taken much for the news of that motorized tow rope, to get people up the mountain to inspire Harriman to create the chairlift.
Well, certainly, and I can't be certain of the origination, but legend has it that the very first rope tow actually was just north of the border, somewhere in Quebec, and no one really knows for sure if Bunny had just heard about it or if he'd seen it, but that, you know, that kind of inspired him to assemble some old tractor and Model T parts and make one that actually works down here.
Well, you know, but the thing about Woodstock, Vermont, is that it's scintillating charm. It's so quintessentially New England, but it's the kind of place that would inspire creativity of all kinds, even in things mechanical. But, you know, the kind of place that people, you know, you want to sit down and write or paint or, you know, be creative in whatever medium you're creative in, because it's just that kind of a place. And so I could see, you know, how all that came to be. But I think the Rockefeller presence had a great influence on making Woodstock have a sense of glamour about it when it's anything but a glamorous. I mean, you think of glamour, maybe you think of Monte Carlo or, you know, someplace. But this is a kind of relaxed country chic.
Yeah, agreed. It's sort of an understated elegance.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not as gaudy as you would think of. And, you know, from someone who's, you know, traveled to a number of places, you know, and I think of, like in the West, you know, Carmel, California,
right,
definitely has its own charm, but it's a lot more showy and sort of less inviting. You know, it seems, you know, more exclusive, and this seems more inclusive.
Well, and that also, I mean, when you approach the Woodstock Inn itself, the grounds, the gardens, and, you know, it's delightful. It sits in that kind of a town square with all these historic stone and wood houses and buildings that are in, you know, perfectly preserved condition and used today. And, you know, just walking around, if you're a photographer, you'll go nuts, because there's just so much, from, you know, everything that's man-made to everything that God made. And it's just incredible. It's an incredible place. But when you walk inside the Woodstock Inn, there is this sense of you've just come to visit your rich uncle. I mean, it really is very homey, but it's wonderful inside. And by the way, the food's amazing.
the sense of arrival, I think, is something that they really worked very hard on. You know, that's not to say that it didn't come naturally, but, you know, that's something that I know that the staff every day and the designers that created that space just worked really, you know, diligently on giving you that sense of arrival and that feeling and that sort of welcome home atmosphere that you get when you walk in and you see that, you know, that impressive fireplace and the gorgeous furniture. And
right.
It's just,
well,
it'll be very inviting.
It'll be welcome home if you run home and redecorate.
Yeah.
But I
feel fortunate to call my home away from home.
Yeah, I would think. We're going to take a quick break and come back because I want to learn more about the downhill skiing. We had a chance to meet with Nick Mahood, who is involved with the Nordic trails and snowshoeing and cross country and all that jazz. But I want to know more about the downhill skiing and Suicide 6 ski area. So we're going to invite Tim Ryder to stay with us. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
When kiss goodnight. How I hate going out in the storm.
But if you really hold me tight.
This is Stephanie Abrams introducing you to Ireland's ancient East, where you'll immerse yourself in enchanted sights reflecting over 5,000 years of history. Jump into Ireland and engage in personal experiences at sites with history from the dawn of civilization. Experience Boyne Valley at Newgrange, a site older than the pyramids. Visit early Christian sites of Clonmacnoise, Glendalough, and Tintern Abbey in County Wexford. Kilkenny's Medieval Mile, Waterford's Viking Quarter, and Longcrow Passage Tombs in County Meath. Ireland's Ancient East, a never-ending adventure into history with pampering modern amenities and delicious meals prepared by skilled chefs using wholesome Irish food products along your route. Ireland's Ancient East awaits you. Start planning at Ireland.com.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on Deals and look for See New York and Save 15%. Valid through May 2018.
Walking in a winter wonderland, gone away.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Here to stay. On the line with us. While we are thinking ski and thinking snow and thinking winter sport, which, by the way, we're going to do a 180-degree turn at the end of this hour, and we're going to head for Miami Beach to talk with the Betsy Hotel, which is right on Ocean Drive in South Beach, Miami Beach, Florida. And they're open, they're operating, they're pampering, they've got two pools. They had everything going on, and the bar is open, the restaurant's open, and so I just want you to know that, because if you watch the news, you'd think that Florida is now located somewhere off the coast of Bermuda, because it all blew away. So just keep it in mind, people, don't write off, at least don't write off the Betsy in South Beach. Check before you go, but... I watch news and I cringe. They talk about, you know, the Caribbean is gone and wasted, and it's probably about 4 to 6 islands that really got hurt. And there's what? There's 32 island nations, last time I counted, who are members of the Caribbean Hotel and Tourism Association. So what about the other 28 to 30? They're fine. And I'll bet there are people that are changing their minds about where they're going and when they're going there because of the news. So do your own due diligence before you make a decision. But we'll get from the horse's mouth in the next hour. So you want to stay with me for that. And if you lose us, remember, you can find us streaming live online at sabrams.com. And you can find the podcast and the archived audio in the next couple days at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. Tim Ryder is kind enough to break away from what he's doing today to be on the telephone with us because, regrettably, we weren't able to get together with him face-to-face when we were in Woodstock, Vermont. And I just could not move forward without... I mean, we talked about cross-country skiing and other winter sport, snowshoeing. I am going up there this winter, and it's a pet-friendly destination, by the way. The Woodstock Inn is pet-friendly. So Maggie McGee is going to get herself a little winter trip, and we're going to go head for the Woodstock Inn. One of the things I'm going to do is put on snowshoes, and I'll walk at least 3 or 4 steps before I cry uncle. We'll see how that goes. It should make for funny video anyway. Tim, thank you for joining us. So now, how long have you been the ski area director for Suicide 6 Ski Area at Woodstock, Vermont?
Actually, only about a year, Stephanie. I was hired last year right about this time.
What'd you do before?
I worked for... I've been in the ski industry for about 20 years now, but most recently I was actually the Western United States sales manager for a snowmaking technology company, and I designed and serviced snowmaking systems in the western half of the country.
Do you ski?
I do. Ski and snowboard, and pretty bad at telemark skiing, but I try and do it all.
So what makes the Suicide 6 Ski Area a place that people who enjoy skiing and winter sport need to head for?
There's a number of things, but I think first and foremost, it's an experience that you get that is much like the town of Woodstock, it's very uniquely New England. You know, many of the larger resorts are now moving to these huge conglomerates. You know, they're giant corporate entities, and a lot of them are, you know, everything's new and shiny and really fresh, and that's great, but also the crowds are huge. And in many ways, you're not always treated like a unique and special guest. And one thing that Suicide Six and the Woodstock Inn really has going for it is that we're very high touch. Our service is very personalized. You know, it's a smaller resort. We have 24 trails and 3 lifts. But at the same time, there's something there for everyone. We have really difficult and fun advanced terrain if you're an experienced skier or rider. But we also have one of the longest running and best certified snow sports schools where people can take lessons as a new skier or snowboarder. And we also do, I think, 95% of the lessons that we offer are private lessons. So it's not a cattle call where you're stuck in a, you know, a ski school group with 30 other people and you're not really getting a full experience. And our price point is right, actually. You know, we're quite a bargain when you compare it to these other resorts. So people who are looking for something just a little more than the average ski experience, you know, will find that with us.
Well, now that you brought up the money thing, which I usually hesitate to talk about how much anything is, because there are such vast differences when you're talking about, you know, a hotel or a tour or a cruise,
sure,
or an airline ticket, there can be, or even a car rental, there can be vast differences if you rent these days of the week or you go, you know, you partake in whatever it is their service offers. You do it, you know, weekend or weekday. If it's a Monday, Tuesday, it might be a lot different from a Thursday, Friday, or a Friday, Saturday. This month is different from that month. Beginning of the month may be, you know, quiet and it's a better deal. End of the month is busy. And so, you know, there are always ways, and many times people are traveling using frequent buyer points, miles, something that they have. And so it's not even a question of what is the cost. It's a question of how many points they're going to use up doing it. So that's one of the reasons we don't ever really bother to talk about costs, because costs vary dramatically from high to low to buying it with the points you've collected on your credit card or some loyalty program you belong to.
That's a very good point.
But you have thrown out this question of being a bargain as compared to other places. So what I'm not a skier. My son is, and he's an excellent skier. But you know, I'm really not conversant in what costs can be, and I'm sure they can be, you know, outrageous. Being a skier, like being a golfer, is not an inexpensive sport to play.
Well, that's exactly kind of where I was going with that point, is that, you know, the idea of trying a new sport, for example, if you're sometime who has never ever skied or snowboarded before, it can be a little intimidating, not only from the cost aspect. If you look at, you know, an average pair of skis today is probably in the $700 to $1,000 range, and that's just skis. Then you need boots and bindings and poles and jackets and hats and goggles and everything else that goes with it. But it's also intimidating to have this sort of, you know, large experience where, you know, you're uncomfortable. You're not really sure where to go. It might be at a large resort where, you know, there's multiple base areas and different buildings you have to enter, and then a whole process for the ticketing. And I think an advantage that we have at Suicide Six is that it is smaller. It's more accessible. It's welcoming. It's friendly, and everyone is kind of close together. You're welcomed immediately in a small setting. And if you let us know that you're a beginner, you know, we have special rates and special packages that we can offer you, and then set up the rest of your family as you know, you go through one process and maybe they go through another, or if you prefer to stay together, if you're all of equal ability levels. And I think that that's something that's very different than what you're seeing a lot of the resorts doing these days.
Well, I'm going to guess, because I haven't really investigated it, which is always dangerous, but I'm going to guess that the Woodstock Inn offers some kind of, you know, ski packages and whatnot. But what about people who, you know, they have friends, they have family, they're going to be in New Hampshire and they want to come over to Woodstock for the day to go skiing. Do you have to be a Woodstock Inn resident guest in order to ski at Suicide Six?
No, absolutely not. In fact, probably only about 20% of our guests are actually guests of the Woodstock Inn. We have a very strong local support, and as well as a number of second homeowners and regional guests who are just raving fans of the area and the resort itself. And we also, in order to kind of grow that enthusiasm for our area, we offer, we actually run the longest running youth ski program in the United States. And that is run through a volunteer nonprofit organization called the Ski Runners. And, you know, on an average Friday, we have 400 to 500 school children of all ages from all over the region who come and ski either for free or at reduced rates, so that we can, you know, introduce the sport in a way that's non-threatening and also to people who might not otherwise have that accessibility.
That's fabulous. That really is fabulous. Go you. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Tim Ryder, Ski Area Director for the Suicide Six Ski Area in Woodstock, Vermont. Marvelous. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
We'll conspire as we dream by the fire.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or a cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House, are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
On the line with us is Tim Ryder, Ski Area Director for Suicide 6 Ski Area. It's an area that's owned by the same folks that own the Woodstock Inn. And the underpinnings of all of this can be traced back to the continued growth, support, and interest in the area, partly and maybe greatly because of the association with Lawrence Rockefeller. Because when you get somebody with a name, you know, like Astor, Vanderbilt, Rockefeller, the charisma of that lingers on in terms of creating a historic interest in the destination. You know, I just said Astor, and it made me think of Lady Astor. The Astor family owned, Hever. Good, I almost forgot the name. Hever Castle, not far outside of London, which originally was owned by the Boleyn family. And one of the daughters was the mistress of Henry VIII, Jane. And then the next daughter, who he married, Anne, decided she preferred the French pronunciation, Boleyn. And you can visit that. But the Astors, Lady Astor, raised her family of, I don't know, 8 children, was it? They had a brood. At a place that's now a hotel, just outside of London, about 40 minutes outside of London by train, and it's easy to visit there, called, it's in the Berkshires. Now, we live in the Berkshires, it's spelled the same way, not far from Kate Middleton's family home. And it's called Cliveden, and you can stay at Cliveden House. And, you know, when you look at this place where the Astors raise their children, holy cow. But what I can, the reason I think of that is, while Cliveden is a marvelous historic manor house that you can come as a transient guest and spend a few nights, as we did, or a night or two, when, you know, and we did because we couldn't get into a hotel in London. London was sold out. It was unbelievable. So we kept looking farther and farther outside of London until we finally connected with a place to stay. But the Astor name connected with it is what helps to continue to drive its sense of elegance and charm and whatever. And the Lawrence Rockefeller name associated with the town of Woodstock, Vermont, you know, continues to have value to people who, you know, recognize that this was a place with somebody who could have been anywhere, chose to be. So that kind of gives you some insights into, you know, you got to, you know, and when people know how to live, I have great respect for people who know how to live, because there are so many people with money who have no idea what to do with it. And boy, I would like to give them some counseling because, man, if I hit that lottery, it wouldn't be about quitting a job, and it wouldn't be about, oh, well, now the family will go to Disney World. You don't have to wait till you hit the lottery to go to Disney World, people. And I don't know what condition they're in at the moment. But, you know, there are so many wonderful places that people that people are just unaware of. I mean, right after I bought three castles and a Greek island and a 200-foot yacht, then I'd get to all the charities that I want to do more support for and some other things I have in mind. And you have to introduce people to those amazingly remarkable places. This was my first trip to Woodstock, Vermont. And I have to tell you, I will be back again. And I particularly want to go back in the winter, and I want to go back with our Springer Spaniel, Maggie McGee, because the Woodstock Inn is pet-friendly, and we want to interview Maggie and see what she has to say about her experience there. So on the line with us, Tim Ryder, the youngest of the children skiing at Suicide 6 ski area. Does the name Suicide 6 scare people from, you know, beginners and children?
You know, probably initially there's some sort of recoil from it where people don't really know what to make of it. But no, I don't believe so. Everybody, it has its own little kitsch, and I think that that's a good thing.
Well, you mentioned the ski school earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What is the youngest age group that you see taking lessons in the ski school?
Believe it or not, we have children who are just able to walk. So in the 1 to 2 year old range,
wow.
All the way up to plenty of octogenarians taking lessons, and beyond. We have a 96 year old skier who frequents the Suicide 6 almost every weekend.
Is that a man or a woman?
It's a woman, actually.
Oh, go her!
Yeah, and she is.
But she's probably been skiing since she was little too. So this is like walking.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because, you know, just the stories that you hear from all of our guests, you know, about families and generations who have learned to ski there because of its long history, and their parents and maybe their grandparents brought them there. It really kind of ties everyone together with that sort of ongoing story.
Wow. Wow. That's fairly amazing. I had the opposite experience. I went skiing one time. Friends of mine who had just gotten engaged, my sorority sister's fiance had a friend that she thought I needed to know, so they created this blind date ski trip, and I'd never skied, and the three of them were like, you know, Black Diamond Trail skiers, and they gave me 45 seconds on how to stand, how to sit down when you think you're going to go skiing into a spot you don't want to hit, how to stand up once you're sitting down, and how to get back up the bunny slope with your skis kind of angled digging into the snow. And
wow.
They left me. They left
and
me.
And you're all set.
Oh, man. They left me. And in the cold, oh, the last instruction was don't take off your mitten to blow your nose because you'll get frostbite. And so, you know, first of all, talk about boring to be there by yourself. And finally, after about 25 minutes of getting really good at sitting down and standing up and walking back up, I said, you know, time for hot chocolate. Head for the lodge.
That's always the best part of the day when you can put your feet up in front of the fire.
Oh, it was fabulous. Stay with me, everybody. We're going off to Miami Beach. We're flying high.
Poco Bay, it's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.